The Senate proposal, which spends $99 million more than the House version, spends $66 million less than what the governor proposed, a fact many Democrats were not too shy to point out on Thursday, such as Senator Lou D'Alessandro of Manchester.
It's what we didn't do that we should focus in on. What's left on the table? And I'm telling you that there's $52 million worth of requests that we didn't address.
The two-year spending plan increases funding cut in the House version for social services, including substance abuse treatment, elderly care, and developmental services, but not as much as the governor proposed. The budget also restores the state's rainy day fund as well as the renewable energy fund. Senate Finance Chair Jeanne Forrester stands by the budget as a, quote, compassionate and conservative one.
This budget reflects our priorities, and those priorities were simple. Ensure our most vulnerable citizens' needs are met, help support job creation and economic growth, protect taxpayers, and live within our means.
But Senate Democrats question the inclusion of the process, saying the plan is the result of partisan politics, with key decisions made behind closed doors. Senate Minority Leader Jeff Woodburn says such a budget is not in the best interest of New Hampshire citizens.
This process is 100% partisan, 100% Republican. And we need a budget that meets our needs, that's fiscally balanced and politically balanced.
Democrats also claim the plan is filled with, quote, budget gimmicks, such as unspecified cuts and includes favors for, quote, special friends. This refers to business tax cuts that will result in an estimated $19 million revenue loss in the next biennium. But Majority Leader Jeb Bradley argues these tax breaks are a vital economic investment.
But budgets are more than just what we need in the state. They also have to be about the overall economic health of the state and how we protect taxpayers.
Another sticking point for Democrats is the exclusion of a state employee pay raise in the extension of Medicaid expansion, which were both included in the governor's version. Republican Senator Gerald Little of Ware says it is too early to debate Medicaid expansion.
I think that it was jumping the gun on the part of the governor to propose in her budget that we should at this point in time extend Medicaid expansion because we don't have the type of information, the data that we need to make an informed decision.
Democrats proposed several amendments on the floor aiming to restore funding for services such as mental health, winter maintenance, and the Renewable Energy Fund. All were rejected along party lines. An emotional debate also broke out on an amendment calling for $3.1 million more for substance abuse treatment and prevention. Democratic Senator Andrew Hosmer of Laconia says it's irrational to not fully fund substance abuse treatment when there were 320 drug overdose deaths last year.
One of them worked for me. Good kids, good families, education. You say, how could they ever end up in this position? Darcy S. said about her son who worked for me, every life matters. Her son's life mattered. They didn't have access to the resources that they needed.
Forrester, who advocated for more funding in committee, says the money just isn't there. Prior to the vote, Woodburn warned colleagues that with the budget as is, the governor will not sign it.
Today, we are on the brink of a veto.
Governor Maggie Hassan says she will not decide if she will veto the budget until it reaches her desk, but says she has, quote, serious concerns with the proposal. House and Senate negotiators will begin meeting next week to reach a compromise budget plan to send to the governor by July 1st, the start of the fiscal cycle. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.